Chris Lees is online now. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Always plenty to cover with you, mate. Can I start with In Her Time? Because we know last week the slots have already been spoken about regarding the Everest. What's In Her Time up to?
She's just in the paddock. She'll be coming back into work early next week. She's in great order and hopeful to get another Everest slot with her some stage through the year.
I guess you'll leave that to Peter Brown, the owner.
Yeah, well, she's also now in partnership with Orbis Bloodstock. They've purchased 50% of In Her Time. So hopefully between them we'll be able to get a slot.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Orbis, they're certainly starting. You know, you hear their name regularly at the sales, buying yearlings as well in the last 6 months.
Yeah, no, they're certainly a newcomer to Australian racing and a big player in a short period of time.
Yeah, for sure. Did she just need a little bit of time to come out of her preparation?
Yeah, she did. Oh, well, she just got a little issue with her foot, which she's always had some feet issues, but this was a separate separate thing. She had a little crack in her hoof that took a little while to recover post Newmarket, which put us out of the CJ and the chance to get to Hong Kong. So we decided just to put her away for that period and get her ready for the early part of the spring.
Yep, understand. All right, well, look forward to here. You've just got to get out there and show your name off again, haven't you? That's what it's all about.
Well, she won the Lightning 2 starts ago, so.
Yeah, that tells us. Yeah, exactly, yep. Doomben Cup on Saturday, Lord Mayor's Cup out at Rose Hill. 60s Groove just needs a couple not to run that we expect to run in the order of entry. You may have to go to Sydney.
Yeah, we'll be accepting at both venues, but I'd suggest it's more likely that he won't make the Doomben Cup looking at the order of entry. But he's come through his Horseshoe Cup run really well. Form stood up out of that race. So wherever he goes, he's going to be most competitive.
Yeah, he just seems to be a horse that... that just seems to be in the right place at the moment, just off that Hawkesbury run.
Yeah, I think so. He's got a bit of upside, but he's still early in the preparation. So should he not make the Doomben Cup, I'm sure he'll get there probably for a Brisbane Cup later in the preparation.
Yeah, and as you say, that Hawkesbury form already has been, Frank, pretty strong. So it gives you a bit of confidence wherever you go on the weekend.
Yeah, certainly. I think that whole meeting will stand up pretty well.
Big Duke is added for the Lord Mayor's Cup, but will it go into the Doomben Cup?
I think more chance of being soft ground in Brisbane than there is in Sydney when you look at the forecast. So I'd say more likely he'll go to Doomben.
Okay. Yeah, they're saying, I think, showers or something on Friday in Brisbane. So we'll wait and see out of that. Now, I stutter every time I look at this horse's name, Aphilius, who lines up on Saturday. Does it go to Sydney or what are you thinking?
It's Aliferous.
Aliferous, that's it.
She'll be accepting it both venues as well. We'll just look at the barrier draw before we make a decision.
Were you happy enough with the trial last week after running in the Oaks?
Yeah, she had a pretty long testing preparation, so she wasn't out to do a great deal in the trial, but she's come through it in good order and worked well enough this morning. So she'll be running up to her best on Saturday at either venue.
The Adrian Knox win just showed us of her staying ability, the way that she finished off. You can peak them and hopefully you maintain them into further races in Brisbane, I guess.
Yeah, well, she had a long preparation to get to that race, and that probably stood her in good stead in the Adrian Knox. She was very strong late on a reasonably testing track. But she backed that up with a solid fourth in the Oaks. So it's just a matter of whether she can now produce two more runs over the winter in Brisbane, or one either here or Brisbane and then into the Oaks. But she's a really tough filly, and looking at her, you'd suggest she'll handle it.
And just listening to you there, her work this morning's obviously pleased you.
Yeah, she's in a good space.
Yep, okay. Just going back to tactical advantage, what came out of you from last Saturday, Chris?
Oh, I think he ran probably up to his best. Beaten 1.7 lengths at weight for age against a really strong field. thought for two strides he was going to run right into the race on straight.
Yeah, yeah.
He's coming home tonight. We're just deciding which way we go. He could go straight to a Stradbroke, although he's probably questionable at the 1400. But he'll come home tonight and we'll decide which way he goes.
Okay. All right. The Doomben Cup, we mentioned Big Duke most likely going there. You could end up with maybe three or four in the race, depending, as I say, on 60's groove.
Yeah, Gem Song's done well enough. I know he's probably a touch disappointing, probably considering the price he was in the market. But he's come out of the run really well, so we intend to back him up. And Hallelujah Boy will be accepted for, and he's another one who's probably just on the borderline, although he's above 60 square.
Yeah, no, you'll get in. Hallelujah Boy will get there. It's just a question of Chris Waller, how many he runs or accepts for, and then it comes down Fierce Impact. I think they're keen to run there, and then it's 60's groove. So it'll all come down to how many Chris is there, but Hallelujah Boy would certainly make it, I reckon, off the numbers that I've got here, Chris.
Yeah, look, he'd be probably, but he will need the rain, I'd suggest, to run to probably compete at that higher level. But he was very good in the Hollandale and deserves his spot.
Yep, understand. All right, you got horses left, right and centre at the moment, mate.
Yeah, no, it's always a busy time, Andrew, but hopefully feel them make their respective races and run it to their best.
And I'll ask you just briefly, mate, Sunny Coast and Warwick Farm, you got Angel of Heaven and Cuban Sizzle tomorrow. What's your thoughts 24 hours out from those runners?
Yeah, Angel of Heaven is a nice progressive filly. First time at the 2100, but she's given every indication that she'll be suited by that type of trip. Well-bred filly, so progressive filly. Cuban Sizzle done a really good job winning recently. Races really well for Louise and expected to run up to her best again. And the two at the Sunny Coast, Intrinsic's found a pretty strong race, but she's well treated at the weights. And Proud Captain was very good with his fresh run the other day and suited at the 1800. So they're all chances without any much space. I suppose if you had to pick one, I'd say Angel of Heaven's probably the most progressive out of them all.
Righto, that's tomorrow in town at Warwick Farm. All right, Alliferous.
That's it.
I'll practice it all day as I do, and then I bugger it when you come on air. Mate, you just take it easy. Hope everything goes well. We'll wait and see on these final fields when they come out tomorrow.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.